Russia has warned the U.S., meanwhile, that it will take retaliatory measures against Washington over its new sanctions plan. The Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said that Moscow has countermeasures that it can take against Washington in a, quote, tit-for-tat sanctions battle, but is keeping its powder dry for now. His comments come after the U.S. Treasury Department named 210 Russians on a list of people in a sanctions package signed into law last August. Relations between Moscow and Washington have been strained over their disputes on Syria, Ukraine, and on Ukraine. The U.S. also accuses Russia of interfering in its 2016 presidential election, an allegation that Moscow denies. Sarah Flounders, International Action Center, joins us. One of the things, Sarah Flounders, that the U.S. wants from Russia is to cooperate with it on important crises around the world. In particular, for example, we can name Syria. And there are other issues, such as on Ukraine. But yet it goes into sanctions 200 or plus what you call investors or prosperous people in Russia. How does the U.S. expect Russia to cooperate with it?
Well, first of all, the U.S. doesn't want cooperation from any country. They want complete surrender to U.S. aims and U.S. purposes in the reconquest of whole parts of the globe. And any country that is interested in its own sovereignty finds it impossible to, quote, cooperate with the U.S. And those are really the demands that are placed on countries around the world today. And in the face of it, what is the U.S. threat? It's not only strangulating economic sanctions, but increasingly it is nuclear threats, along with, of course, the threats of sending in mercenaries and all sorts of armed militias, drone strikes, and so on. So it's really a very dangerous situation, and it is leading to much more dangerous escalations of nuclear weapons and threats and of increased sanctions. And we should just look at Henry Kissinger, really Dr. Strangelove, if we can remember from years ago, his new quotes to the Senate Armed Services Committee, where he said use of nuclear weapons, nuclear strike on People's Korea, the DPRK, is tempting. It should be considered. This is part of the discussion that is going on today. It's justifying also a more than $1 trillion increase in the expense of modernizing, of bringing in a new generation of nuclear weapons that they're calling tactical and low yield. These are nuclear weapons. And it is lowering the threshold also of which they would use such weapons. This is a very, very dangerous time. There is an enormous escalation, and it comes not just from Trump, but it comes from the entire weapons military establishment in the U.S., because for them, war is profitable, and it drives them. Very dangerous time.
Thank you for that. Sarah Flounders from the International Action Center.